come today to render a thankfulness those who have known and loved who have died. We give thanks for all that they have meant to us. We come seeking to learn of God's love and to open our lives to the help and strength that He can give us as we continue on the journey of life without them. We pray for ourselves and all who mourn that they will be comforted. Eternal God and Father, we praise you that you have made people to share life together and to reflect your glory in the world. We thank you now for those whom we come to remember today, for all that we saw of your goodness and love in their lives, and for all that they have meant to us. As we too journey towards death, may we do so in the company of Jesus, who came to share our life, that we might share the life of eternity. To him be glory with you and the Holy Spirit, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from Lamentations. My soul is bereft of peace. I have forgotten what happiness is. So I say, God is my glory, and all that I had hoped for from the Lord. The thought of my affliction and my homelessness is wormwood and gall. My soul continually thinks of it, and is bowed down within me. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, therefore can I lack nothing. He shall refresh my soul and guide me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they will not hurt me.
You spread a table before me in the presence of those who trouble me. You have anointed my head with oil, and my cup shall be full.
Surely goodness and loving mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
A reading from the Gospel of John. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and anyone who comes to me I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, but raise it up on the last day. This is indeed the will of my Father, that all who see the Son and believe in him may have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. We have come tonight to remember our loved ones before God. Each one of us has begun or is on a journey of coming to terms with the loss of a loved one. What was a direct interaction between ourselves and a loved one is now where one is still here and the other has moved on and into eternity. Death brings separation and sadness, and for some people here, the memories are still raw and sharp with grief and tears. But for others, there is a long sadness, which never quite goes, but which time has softened, and God's grace has tempered with thanksgiving for all the good memories. As Christians, we believe that the truth and hope after death is of resurrection and new life. But while on earth for us here and now, memories are what we hold of our loved one. For many of us, the memories we hold are happy ones. But for some, the memories themselves are painful. Relationships that have not been easy, difficult deaths, and unresolved partings with words left unsaid. As people who have gone through bereavement, we can identify with the passage we have heard from Lamentations, beginning, "My soul is bereft of peace. I have forgotten what happiness is. So I say, God is my glory and all that I hoped for from the Lord." How does that understandable despair lead to the trust that follows? The distraught, defeated citizen of Jerusalem turns things over in his mind and balances what he sees with his eyes with what he needs, knows deep in his heart. The thought, "My affliction, my homelessness, is wormwood and gall. My soul continually thinks of it and is bound down within me." But then there is a turning point. In the middle of the suffering of this person, in the downfall of Jerusalem, fresh hope on which to build, to which to cling while still in the darkness. Because he recalls that the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. This passage is an example to us. It is the acceptance when our world goes wrong to face the situation with a refusal to let our grief, despair or anger obliterate our trust in God. It means we have to call upon the steadfast love of the Lord. Only then can we come to the assurance that the Lord is good to those who wait for him. His Spirit gives us comfort and strength. On this All Souls Day, we set our remembrance of the faithfulness of those we have known, who have died alongside our remembrance of the faithfulness of Jesus Christ, who suffered and died on the cross, crying out in desolation, my God, why have you forsaken me?" That was the ultimate faithfulness in the face of horror and death. And the reason we are here tonight is that God raised Christ from the dead, giving us cause for hope. And as we heard in the reading from John, Jesus said, "This is the will of my Father, that all who see the Son and believe in him may have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day." In a short while, as we bring our loved ones who have died into God's presence and hear their names read out, we will offer to God our happy memories, our love, and any pain or unresolved issues we might have. All of these are brought before God's love and placed before him for healing. And as a symbol of that love and remembrance of our loved ones who are now in God's perpetual light and care, and of the hope of eternal life for ourselves, candles will be lit.
Amen. We are going to have the hymn, "Lord of Hopefulness, Lord of All Glory." confirm the good news we have received, in which we stand, through which we are saved, and which we hand on to others.
Christ died for our sins, in accordance with the Scriptures. He was buried. He was raised to life on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. Afterwards he appeared to his followers, and to all the apostles. This we have received, and this we believe. Amen.
John Brooker.
Thank you.
cross declares your love to be without limit. His resurrection that death, our last enemy, is doomed. By his victory, we are assured of the promise that you will never leave us or forsake us, that neither death nor life, nor things present, nor things to come, can separate us from your love in Christ Jesus our Lord. Receive, O Lord, in tranquility and peace, the souls of thy servants, who out of this present life have departed to be with thee. Grant them rest, and place them in the habitations of life, the abodes of blessed spirits, and give them the life that knows not age, the good things that pass not away, through Jesus Christ our Lord. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
We need not fear.
His Spirit is with us.
We are surrounded by love.
His Spirit is with us.
We are immersed in peace.
His Spirit is with us.
We travel in faith.
His Spirit is with us.
As our Father taught us, so we pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Faithful God, in times of sorrow, you are our comfort. When we find ourselves in need, you provide. In this season of separation, you have held us together. By your Spirit, renew our strength and give us the words of eternal life to offer hope to a suffering world. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.